Blog Talk Radio.
Sauce
on top of it, and it's awesome. I have my green tea, and so I'm feeling real good too, my brother. This is the way we do it here on Soulhot Records Radio, right? It's all about the food, the music, and company, guys. So, and we, if no one is there with you, we are your company. So don't go to sleep, young lady. I have a friend of mine who's sleepy already because she got up so early. It's all good. She knows I love her. And go to sleep. Get your beauty sleep. I know how you ladies are. But anyway, this is Wardell Pice Jr. and you've tuned in to Soulhot Records Radio. We're going to have a great time. We're going to have a great interview. Just chopping it up with my brother Mark Stagger here on Soulhot Records Radio. I can't wait to chop it up with him. And so, yeah, let's just have a good time and enjoy some good music. This is Indie Jazz Day on Soulhot Records Radio. And so we're going to have a wonderful, wonderful time. But I'm telling you, I do feel like I'm in the bedroom. I do feel that way. I just love, 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 love this music. This music that he does. And so guys, let's just kick back, relax, and have a good time, and I'll do my best to be my best and not sound too too much into the good God. Oh my goodness. All right guys, here we go. Let's do it here on Soulhot Records Radio. It is Indie Jazz Day. Time to roll. Thank you. And take your time. It's not much.
Well, it wasn't early in age, that's for sure. It came probably later in life. I would say in my 20s is when I tried to at least start considering singing. Didn't know anything about really singing, and so when I took some voice lessons, and I don't know that I got really serious about singing until many years later, but it's just kind of evolved, Wardell. It's not anything that I can say, you know, right here, right now in my life is definitely when I knew. I still think there are days I'm still trying to figure it out. I think music, as I'm sure you know, is just a continuous journey. That we're always trying to figure out how we can get better, what can we do to improve. And so I don't think of myself as having arrived anywhere. I still think of myself as on the journey, and just want to continue to do the best I can and get better.
Okay. Now, let's back up a little bit, back to the 20s, back to your 20s. Now, okay. For me, it started, like for me when I was around 12, when I decided I wanted to be a professional musician. And so I just want to know what happened when you got in your 20s that didn't happen in your teens that made you realize, I want to sing?
I think, well, early in life, you know, like you said, your mother messed you up. Well, my mother did a job on me too, because, you know, when I used to sing in the car, she'd tell me, be quiet, boy, you're making noise. So I kind of grew up thinking, the only thing I could make was noise. When I would hear music, it would just do something to me. And then I would attempt to sing, and then, you know, people would hear and say, wow, you have a little bit of talent. And then I was like, okay. And I just kept staying with it, because I knew I loved music. I didn't really know that I could sing, because it wasn't anything that was highly encouraged. And so I just kept trying. And as I said, took some lessons. And so it was kind of one of those things that just kind of fell into it. Had you asked me early in my life if I thought I'd be singing professionally, I'd have said, nope, not at all. And so, but I just knew I loved music. I guess that's where it started for me.
Okay. Can you tell us just a little bit about, Nita Mon? That helped you vocal?
Oh, yeah. Nelda Orman. Yeah, she was my vocal instructor. Yeah.
Right. What kind of influence did she have on you?
Oh, if not for her, I wouldn't be singing. She was trained. She was an opera singer. She performed at the Met. She traveled, well-accomplished soprano. Last I know, she still teaches at the University of District of Columbia, but just a fantastic vocal instructor who could bring the best out of you. And saw something in me that I didn't see in myself. And so it was through her encouragement and hard work and being patient with me that kind of led down the path of believing I could sing.
I have to say, you know, to people like her, that take that time and inject, you know, optimism into us. It is a true blessing. It's a wonderful gift, because, you know, it happened to me as well. And I'm so grateful for people who, you know, and when when she, when there had to be a point, I'm probably getting a little too detailed about this experience.
No, not at all.
Okay, cool. But I just, there had to be a point when you just looked at her and go, why does she care so much? This so beautiful. Like, I really appreciate it, but it's like, thank you for caring so much, right? You, then you have like that revelation, like this person really cares.
Yeah, I gotten some kind of vocal infection, and so I couldn't sing above a bass note at a point in time.
Wow.
And she helped me to rebuild my vocal cords.
What?
So it took months of hard work and her dedication and commitment to helping me to rebuild my voice.
How old were you then?
I was in my 20s. Yeah, I was in my 20s, probably my mid-20s at that point.
Okay.
And she just diligently just kept telling me, you just got to keep working. It'll come back. So I knew her, that she cared almost immediately, because anybody that's willing to have you come over their house and holler for half an hour,
right?
You know, you think you're singing, but you know, you know, that takes a special person, you know, to then take what amounts to clay and mold it into something.
Yeah.
So I knew that she was a special person.
But did you? Absolutely. You also had to recognize at that point that you're pretty serious about singing.
I still didn't know where it would lead.
Mm-hmm.
I just knew through some bad experiences with singing publicly that I needed to get better.
Okay.
And so, you know, my first outing singing, you know, I was singing all over the map. You know, there's probably keys I was singing that don't even exist on the keyboard. But, you know, you don't know anything about pitch and breath and, you know, sustaining notes. And so I had to be taught all that. You know, we think that singing is just standing up there and, you know, that it just comes for everybody, it comes naturally. And that's not always the case. There are some people who are just naturally gifted and don't need help. But I knew I needed help because I didn't have an ear for music in terms of understanding pitch.
Yeah.
And that kind of thing. And you don't know when you're singing flat and when you're singing sharp if you've never had anybody train you to understand that. And so it was just an education that I knew I needed. If I was, you know, even if I was going to do it for fun, that I just wanted to be knowledgeable about the process of singing.
Okay. All right. So two things. One from Amsterdam. Sure. Shout out from Amsterdam. It's Astrid. Says, you know, hello to you. And then from the United Kingdom, you have a question in regards to what we were just talking about. Did she influence your style or just your technique?
My technique. I grew up listening to a lot of Luther, a lot of Will. And when Luther came along, I've never heard anybody sing like that before. So it just blew me away.
Yeah,
how he could take Mary Had a Little Lamb and make it a slow ballad was just amazing to me. You know, and he just had a gift. And it, and I was like, oh, my God. So I just kept singing his music and singing his music, and a friend of mine turned me on to Will, and I would sing his. I mean, I listened to a lot of different artists, but nobody had kind of captivated me like Luther.
Yeah.
You know, in terms of just that vocal style.
Mm-hmm. Yes. Well, you know, so, Luther turned a lot of heads. I mean, it was he had something that was just, you know, undeniable. That gift that he had was just like, well, only a few of those come along in a lifetime, and I'm glad he came along in our lifetime. Absolutely. And you know, Aretha Franklin, you know, one of the greatest singers, you know, that I know of, was so into Luther, because Luther and Aretha used to do the same thing vocally, which a lot of vocalists don't do. Most vocalists will run down. You know, they'll start, right? They run down. But Luther and Aretha, they ran up. They ran the opposite way. It's like, whoa, that's like so hard to do and control your intonation at the same time and make it sound good. So if you listen to some of the stuff that they did, you will hear that they're running up. I mean, they run down. Luther loved to do that, you know, that dramatic thing where you know, just drive the ladies crazy. But he used to run up. He got that from Aretha, which was just like, you know, if you're going to learn from the best, right? And that's what you did. That's exactly what you did. So anyway, so after you had moved on and you had decided that, okay, now I've got my voice back, what was your next step?
Well, my dad was involved in ministry, so I thought I needed to sing gospel music. So I kind of started there, singing in church for a lot of years. And then when he passed, I realized that wasn't my calling. I still love gospel music, but I knew for me, I needed something different. And so I ventured into the R&B, jazz, adult contemporary music. My brother writes. And so he and I collaborated on a lot of music early on. And so that kind of started it for me. I would say that my dad's influence, because, you know, when he was living, he would then get me to sing in different places, different gospel tunes, and so that kind of helped me to build up my confidence. And then singing in church for God, I don't even know how many years. The church family was very supportive. And then I just knew there was something missing within me, musically, that I wanted to pursue. And so, you know, as I said, I ventured into the whole R&B jazz thing, and that's kind of been where I've been marching ever since.
Awesome. Well, you know, another question is, why did you choose a Luther song, So Amazing, to cover? What was it about that song?
My brother picked that song.
family.
I have no idea. I have no idea why he selected that one.
We also did a
remake of There's Nothing Better Than Love. I did it with Tico Wells. Tico was choir boy in the Five Heartbeats. He and I, my brother, I, and Tico, we all went to the same college in Maryland. Before he got his big break in Hollywood. I've done a few Luther remakes, but I don't know why he picked that particular song, but I just went with it.
Okay. Well, you know, and the last thing I want to ask you before we get to your music is from overseas, and that question is, you covered the song What's Going On. Would you like to do another song with a big political statement, or steer clear from it.
So what's going on wasn't my concept. It was actually brought to me by Terry Green. A lot of people may know her as Terry Bier or Terry B. She was probably one of the number one house music singers overseas. She's an American, but resides in Germany. She actually brought together about eight of us to do kind of this collaborative what's going on thing, just given the time and what was going on. So when she invited me to do it, I said, sure. The rest is kind of history. In terms of doing political music, if the right song, I have no problem. I don't shy away from those kind of things. If somebody were to bring a song that was, I'm not trying to bash, because I don't think that does anything to promote togetherness. If my father and parents taught me nothing else, negativity doesn't bring about positive change. It just brings more negativity. And so
yes,
if it's a positive message song that is uplifting and has a positive message, I would gladly participate.
Okay.
Yeah.
Sounds good. Great, great. Now, listen, I just want you to know, were you about to say something, Mark?
No.
Okay. We started this show off with I'm in Love. Man, dude, you put me right straight into the love zone. I was done. I have a show called The Love Zone. It's all about love songs. And so I went straight there. I was like, oh, my goodness gracious, bro, man.
Wow.
And so I'm going to have to play. It will be played in my love zone shows. So for sure, I love that one. That's awesome. So now, you want to tell us a little bit about the song that, you were telling me someone that it was like number one in the UK?
Yeah, it went number one on the soul charts.
On the soul charts, okay.
UK soul charts. It was written by Herb Middleton. Back in the day, worked with Puffy, Biggie, Mary J. Blige. He was one of the producers that was involved in that whole music scene. And I met Herb about, I guess it's going on 2 years ago now, through a gentleman in Germany, actually, made the connection. And we just kind of bonded ever since, and he provided me with that track, and he's a great brother, and he and I just clicked, and we just started doing some music together, and that track did very well overseas, and even got some love here in the States in various record pools, because there were a number of remixes to it, but it was just a blessing to work with somebody of his caliber.
Wow.
And so, yeah.
All right.
And
well,
he's a humble guy. Yeah.
And so what's the name of the song?
Making Plans.
All right. So here we go. We're going to take a listen to this amazing song, and we'll be right back.
Big Herb, Moon Town.
My fantasy, you're
Okay, so real quickly, another question was, can you talk a little bit about your brother, Reggie? How many instruments do he play?
He's a keyboard player, but, you know, with technology, the keyboard can do so many more things now.
Okay.
With plugins and
right.
many things. But, you know, he's got all the toys and trinkets. But, yeah, he's been playing music since, my goodness, he probably was like you. He started early, very early, learning how to play instruments. Started with a guitar and then went on the keyboards, and he and I still collaborate even today, and we're looking to put a new track out at the beginning of the year, and just having fun with music, you know.
Are you doing anything?
That stage in life, we're just having fun.
Anything for Christmas?
He and I are talking about it, maybe doing some type of Christmas song. We can't talk about it too much longer because Christmas will be here, but
I know,
we're kind of
now you finished. you got to get to it right now, right? You got to get to it.
He actually presented me with something this week, so we're going to talk about it and not talk it out.
Awesome, man. Well, listen, why don't you do us a favor and tell, you know, the listeners and stuff, how can they follow you and support your career?
Yeah, so I use Facebook, really. It's kind of that connection to the public because it's really how I've connected with so many people around the world. And so I'm very, you know, I answer my own messages on Facebook and I correspond and so I'm always checking. And I used to have the website thing, but everybody went to Facebook, so I was like, you know, let me just do Facebook. So, but I'm on Facebook, and please reach out to me. Let me know what you think about my music, and I just love engaging with people. So, look forward to hearing from people.
Awesome, and for the listeners to know that what he's talking about has just been posted inside the show. Greg just posted it. The link inside the Facebook group page. So if you're just on the Facebook, my regular Facebook page, you need to go inside the group. I think the link is in the Solar Records Radio group page. So go there and you can click on the link and it'll take you to what Mark's talking about. I want to thank you very much, man, for, you know, coming on and sharing your story.
My pleasure. Thank you.
Yeah. And we will, you know, do our best to keep your legacy alive here at Solar Records Radio. And when you release another song, even a Christmas song, let us know, man, so we can support you in your career.
Thank you. Thank you. Really appreciate it.
Yeah. Oh, go ahead. Yes.
No, I just said thank you for the invite and thank you. To your folks for reaching out, and I think you said it was Greg, and
yes, right.
So just always grateful when people take the time to reach out, and so thank you for having me on.
You're welcome. And now listen, as we're closing out here, you want to tell us a little bit about the last song that we're going to play of yours today? It's called Let Me Love You Tonight.
Yeah, it came off last album, Let's Go Out Tonight, and it's really the first album that I actually contributed, came up with some musical concepts and presented them to my brother, and then he kind of took it from there, and this was one of them. I wanted to see if I could start getting my feet wet with sitting at a keyboard and trying to construct some songs, and so the Let's Go Out Tonight album was kind of my first opportunity to do that. And my brother just kind of took it to the next level. So, you know, I hope folks give it a listen and really appreciate the opportunity again, Royal, and thank you. And if they're interested in any of the music, my music, you know, I am They can find it on Amazon, iTunes, all the digital outlets, and, you know, Spotify, anywhere where there's digital music being played, you know, you can usually find my music. So, and I'm just grateful for all the support that I've gotten over the years and encouragement.
Amen, brother. You are so blessed, and we're so grateful that we get the opportunity to hang out with you today. And so thanks again for tuning in to the listeners. Thanks for calling in and sharing your story with us. And man, you're welcome back anytime. Make this your home. You're always welcome here.
Thank you.
All right, guys, so let's take a listen and to the songs we were just talking about. And we'll talk to you soon, Mark. God bless you, man.
All right. God bless you.
Saw you cross the room. Wanted to get to know you, but felt it was too soon. All I could think of is, what's her name? Is she alone? Are my thoughts in vain, babe? Why does it seem like the time feels so right? I don't know, babe, but I'm hoping that tonight's my night. Something about you, girl, makes me want you more. If it's true, babe, I promise I'll love you all night.
Let me love you.
Let me love you.
Tonight.
Tonight.
Tonight, all night,
all night,
I wanna be with you.
Girl of mine, girl of mine,
so very fine.
Hey, Daddy,
in the house. Oh, Fanny. How you guys doing? How you guys doing? We got about another hour left in Indie Jazz Day on Solar Records Radio. Man, that was so nice hanging out with Mark. And really appreciate you, my brother, Mark Staggers. And he's like the number one in the UK. Wow. He's got it going on. Jeez. So that's all good, man. And we're really blessed to have had a nice conversation with him. And we're just going to follow his career and try to be a blessing to him as he is to us. Great, great music, very relaxing, loving, appreciative of, you know, the gifts that he has and, you know, got his family, his brother working right there with him. That's real cool, man. I love it, love it, love it. Anyway, this is Wardell Bonson. Listen to Solar Records Radio. Thank you for tuning in. And if you came in late on the interview, when the interview is over, just hit play and it'll start all over for you, okay? Tomorrow, Throwback Thursday, get ready with your pictures. Yeah, we want to see the pictures. Come on, don't be shy, all right? Anyway, guys, thanks again for just being a part of Solar Records Radio. We appreciate you. And when you get a chance, get out there and buy my single. My song is called You're the Kind of Girl with Richard Randolph and myself. We wrote that. And so go and check it out, right? You get it through most of the places where you can download it, you know, Apple Music, all that stuff, you know. So, just Google me, Wardell Potts Jr., and I'm not trying to sell myself, but anyway, this is what it sounds like, right? Google me. Google my name, Wardell Potts Jr., and You're the Kind of Girl will be right there. And going on, I like the song, actually. I'm liking it more and more. That's a good thing, you know, because, you know, I've listened to my songs like a gazillion times before anyone hears it. And so you usually get burnt out by the time it comes out. But for some reason, this one's growing on me. So I hope it grows on you, too. Anyway, guys, time for a little Chuck Gentry on Solar Records Radio.
Someone to call in your troubles. dead cats know about having fun. Trust me.
Dance with you, you're making my dreams come true.
that's called You're the Best, and featuring Kevin Spencer from Dynasty and Dana Myers, and also Richard Randolph, and so kind of the Silver Spoon gang, so to speak, you know, the Solar gang, hanging out with me on that one. And so anyway, guys, I apologize if I sound like I'm in an echo. I don't know what's going on, but I think I made an adjustment. Hopefully that worked. Anyway, we got about another 45 minutes left in this show, and I'm really enjoying myself. I hope you are as well. My food was absolutely amazing. My company was absolutely amazing, and my guests, great conversation on top of it. So, you know, that's woo. That's four. You know, that's four. Before it was three. Good company, good food, good music. And now we've added good conversation. So it's all good. I like it when we can add more to what we do here on Solar Records Radio. And hopefully it's a blessing to you just like it is for us. Anyway, so I'm going to play another artist from the UK. And this is Tony, and, you know, this young man, we got to get him on here. I got to follow up and get this guy here because he's very talented. And so let's take a listen. Check it out here on Solar Records Radio. I'm hoping that this works because I hate it when my microphone is not working right. What a beautiful song. My goodness gracious. This is Wardell Potts Jr. for Solar Records Radio. And thank you guys for everything that you do. Thanks for tuning in and being a part of our show. Thank you, thank you, and thank you. Test 1, 2, 3. I should sing, but, you know, some people have a problem with it. But, you know, same problem. All right, let's keep it going. Wow, that is such a great, great song from Stanley Clarke out of the city of Philadelphia, the city of brotherly love. And that's where Betsy Ross made the American flag as well. And that's where I was born. Yes, yes, yes. All right, guys. So I have been, thanks, Greg. My assistant producer just got me straight here on my mic, and I appreciate it, my brother. Thank you. Love you, man. And so, you know, I just been blessed with the opportunity to play for some children tonight. And so I'm going to play the drums for them, and we're going to have a great time doing it's a community thing for the children at the church. And so we're going to have a good time. I'm so excited about playing, you know, and just watching the excitement on the eyes, in the eyes of these children. They get so excited, and they see us musicians up there, and you can just see them just like, oh, man, maybe I want to be a musician, or maybe I want to be a singer, or maybe I want to be, you know, a pastor. You know, you just never know. But our job is just to plant the seed, right? Plant the seed and let God do the rest. And so, but anyway, I just wanted to share that with you. And I want you to hear something by this amazing musician that you're listening to right now. Just listen to this song, because I grew up with it. I'm screaming now. Oh, Lopsy Lou. Stanley Clarke. We'll be right back.
You know, a lot of people don't understand that kind of music. And it may be you listening right now that don't understand this kind of music. But I have to tell you that it pleases my soul. And I think that the reason is because I grew up with it. So it reminds me of just amazing time, an amazing time in my life when I was trying to become a jazz drummer. And I would listen to this stuff and learn it and just go around and play it in different places. And I remember my childhood friends couldn't understand, why are you playing that kind of music? There's no words. And it reminds me of my childhood friends who are alive then, because I've lost some of my childhood friends along the way. And so when I hear this music, it just takes me back to an amazing time in my life. And I remember, you know, Reuben Edwards playing bass and him coming to my house, and I would practice with him. And we would just play for hours and hours. Just, you know, he was a wonderful influence on me, and just, you know, just pushing me. And it was just great. It was just a beautiful time in my life. And so I just had to say that because this, you know, music is like that. It's that powerful where, you know, you may hear a certain song that just hits your emotions, right, and just cause you to go, oh, the hair on your arm rises and you feel so blessed because of it. So anyway, so we about almost getting there. So I'm going to play a song that, you know, because of one of my very wonderful friends, we lost him along the way, but he was around me from the time I was 20 years old until I was 63. And so we were actually born the same year, and he was a couple months older than me. And so this here is a tribute to my friend Richard Randolph from the group Dynasty, my brother. Love you.
Baby, your walk really turns me on, and when you talk, heaven knows can tell we're gonna get closer. Come on, baby, just let it flow. Cause
light is right.
I feel you, baby, feel you.
Let me hold you tight.
It's you and I that's feeling.
Need you in my life.
I never met anyone like you, baby, like you. Down on my knees, praying every day, and I'm so glad you saved you for me. I'm feeling your electricity. Oh, 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 oh,
it's right.
I feel you, baby, feel you.
Let me hold you tight.
It's you and I that's willing.
Like you, baby. You're the kind of girl
that I need in my life.
You're
Radio. This is your boy Wardell Pods Jr. and we're going to keep this going. I want to thank you guys again. Thank you so much for everything that you do in regards to Solar Records Radio, tuning in, telling a friend, donating, whatever it is that you do. We appreciate you very, very much. If you're just listening and you're being blessed by some of the people that you meet in Solar Records Radio, hey, hallelujah, God bless you. And I wish you well. I hope all is good. And return the favor and love somebody else. Love on somebody else. All right, guys. You be good. And we'll see you tomorrow at 3 p.m. Eastern Standard Time. Tune in. And let's have a good time together, okay? All right. Good night. God bless.
Baby, and here you are, I'm yearning for gonna do something nice. I'm trying to get to the